We're going to start Hilchos Bris Milah, which is in Kuf Mem Tes. The laws of Bris Milah. We're only learning tonight and next Thursday, and after that we're taking a summer break. So we'll start. We won't finish it, but we'll start it. Okay. Kuf Mem Tes Aleph. I think if I understood it correctly, as I was passing by, there's a sign on the bulletin board offering to teach fathers to be able to do it themselves. If I understood the sign correctly, some expert who teaches, I mean, obviously under the supervision of a male. But mitzvah say la'av lomolas b'nai, u'gedayla mitzvah zu mishar mitzvah. Rabbi did it by other people's kids too, so he did it by his own kids, yeah, I understand. U'gedayla mitzvah zu mishar mitzvah. This is one of the seven mitzvahs that's greater than all other mitzvahs. Now, of course, it's not possible for each of seven mitzvahs to be greater than the other, called the mitzvahs hashkulais. Yeah, mitzvahs that are as great as the rest of everything. And since it's not really possible, the Bali Machshava try to explain that it means in a certain aspect it's greater. After Avolbi's passing, they printed posthumously a sefer he was apparently preparing for publication called Mitzvahs Hashkulais to explain the uniqueness of each of the seven mitzvahs. At any rate, Bris Milah, which is a sign of Bris and Ice for Klal Yisrael, is Shkula, is one of the Mitzvahs Hashkulais. Because there's an Issacharis to somebody who doesn't do Bris Milah. Now there are numerous Issurei Karis in the Torah, but they're all Loisaseis, except for two. There are numerous Issurei Karis, they're all Lavim. The only two places we have an Issacharis for failing to do something, and they're Milah, and what's the other one's Pesach? It's Karim Pesach. That these two are somehow something that's not an individual's mitzvah as much as being part of the kehilah of Klal Yisrael, and if you remove yourself from it, that's karis. Imloim al ha'av espenai. If the father did not do bris milah for his son, chayav in bezdin lo mailoi. Bezdin is obligated to do a bris milah. Imloim alohu bezdin. If bezdin didn't do the bris milah, chayav hu kshiyig de lo mulas atzmai. When he gets older, he's obligated to make sure he gets a bris for himself. V'mloi mal chayiv karis.
Isn't that a raya that the mitzvah is not on the father, but on the son to be bimal?
Well, they are both. The truth is, there are two mitzvahs. There's a mitzvah on the father to bimal the son, or Klal Yisrael, and then there's a mitzvah on the son to make sure he's gemal. Both are true. There was a Din Torah in front of Rabbi Kiva Eger. There was a baby that was born, whose father passed away before he was born, or at least before the bris. And the bezin of the town said it's their job to do the bris milah. The grandfather said, no, it's mine. It's my job to do the bris milah. So their argument exhibited itself in the kibudim. It had a right to be a sandik, or the balabas was sandikos on the child. It's hard to believe that with a yasim they would fight over things like this, but it happens.
I saw about it that says that if chas shalom the father died, the mitzvah of chinuch is on the grandfather, not the mother. The grandfather.
All right. So basically, Rabbi Kiva Eger writes in this tshuva. First of all, he says, when it says Bezdin, it doesn't mean Bezdin. As a Bezdin, it means all of Klal Yisrael as an institute of Bris Milah. So Rabbi Kiva Eger there writes a fascinating thing. He quotes Rabbi Ephraim Margolius in a quote which is very often quoted at a speaker at a Bris Milah. Now, when there are speakers at Bris Milah, most of the Olam has left already. It's only the immediate family that really stays, especially if it's a weekday morning Bris Milah. But very often they quote this because it's a beautiful language. Rabbi Ephraim Margolius says, maybe Api Zayar or Api Arizal, that at the time of a Bris Milah, the heart of the child is opened to be able to understand Limud HaTorah. that just like the outside Arla is removed, the Arla's Halev is opened as well, and it's Peseach Es Libai Talimud HaTayr. So Rabbi Akiva Eger says that we find, and this is what you're referring to, that if there's no father, then the grandfather has a mitzvah to teach his son Taira. So he says, since Bris Milah, in a way, facilitates Limud HaTayra, it makes sense that the grandfather, who has a mitzvah of Limud HaTayra, should have Kedima. And therefore, his psak is that it goes to the grandfather. So, alright, so it goes to Bezdin, and Bezdin again means any individual. Further, Ve'eimalim b'day shaladim shalami da'itai. We don't do a bris milah on a child without telling the father. Ela imkein avar ha'av v'loimol. Unless the father was over and wasn't mal, Bezdin mal and oisei bal karchei. Bezdin is mal him, the baby, even if the father doesn't agree. Ve'ma'av yedei alomu ba'atzmai. If the father knows how to do the bris milah, ledas harbe paiskim, osur lechabed, it's prohibited to give honor, elas yishliach le'odam acher, or make someone else a shliach, ki ha-mitzvah mutal olav. Vayim b'binas adam, sharis v'ed v'simin zayin. What he says in binas adam is that some people make a mistake, and they're mechabed, they give a mitzvah away, a kibur of a mitzvah to someone else. They give a... He can do the bris milah. He gets Adam Kaddish to do the bris milah instead. Or he gives another example. He says, if somebody only has one lulav, he has the only lulav in town, would he give it up to the Gadol Hadar? Needs a lulav. Should he give it to the Gadol Hadar to do the mitzvah? Let's say he's too far away to get it on Yom Tov. So before Yom Tov, will send to the Gadol Hadar. He says, Chas v'shalom. Your own ruchnius has kedima. Therefore, a person should take them his mitzvah for himself. Don't be mechabed people with mitzvahs. Be mechabed people with money. With mitzvahs, keep the mitzvahs to yourself.
What about Sunday?
No, he means the mitzvah say of bris milah. Sunday is a kibud. Kibud is honor, so you give it to someone. But a mitzvah is a mitzvah. And that's what he says. A mitzvah, you're not mechabed others to do the mitzvah. Yeah, if a mitzvah comes your way, you try to do it yourself. So melech by bris milah, if the father can do it, he should do the mitzvah himself. It bothers me when I go to a Beis HaShechita, the Sheikhtim are very happy to allow me to do the mitzvah of Kisei Adam, which I'm happy to do. I don't get a chance to do Kisei Adam very often. But really, the owner, so to speak, of the mitzvah of Kisei Adam is the Sheikhit. Mishuhu Shachat Hu Yechasen. And really, they shouldn't be giving away the mitzvah. Now, they have the mitzvah all week, all day, you know, they do it all the time.
He's not the owner.
He is. Mishu Sheikhet is the one's mechasen. The chiv is on the Sheikhet.
But we see it there when Yom Kippur, the Arab Yom Kippur, when we do the
Kaparis.
So when we buy, we have a little extra, and we do the.
Why do you pay extra for it? Really?
No.
Okay.
You
pay for the Shechita.
Once you do the
shrita, so you get to do Kisei Adam.
Who said maybe you should do Kisei Adam? You should say let him do it.
It should be the Sheikhet's, really it's the Sheikhet's mitzvah.
But you give him a mitzvah.
For your $5, he gives up a mitzvah. For your $5, he's going to give up a mitzvah.
He gets 100 of them. It's like
$500, he gives up 500, he gets 100 mitzvahs. Ve'ini shechayev eslam alas bina. Mother is not commanded in bris milah. V'yesh la'odam la'azor la'hader achamayil u'balbris. Balbris means a sandik. Hayayser toy v'tzadik. You try to get a mayil or a sandik who's a good, righteous person. V'mnasnoy la'echad also la'azavoy. Once you mechabit somebody with the kibud, you're not allowed to back off. Shenemar she'eris Yisrael lo yasu avla. That it's an avla, Sheiris Yisrael, the remnants of the Jewish people, will not do an avla. Sometimes I have people who are mechabed amayil, and they found out he doesn't do mitzitza v'peh, and they want to back off. So very often the mayil says, you do, you know, he tells the father and the father, you do the mitzitza v'peh. But, not everyone's interested. So, if he doesn't do mitzitza v'peh, you might do mitzitza v'peh. So you can change.
not that they're giving over the mitzvah, but they feel it's more helpful.
That means something else. People hire a male, and then they want to back off because they find out that he doesn't do mitzitzim. That's the reason. I mean, you could back off. That's lo yasu avlo. What? Yeah, the offer stands to do mila with mitzitzim. That's what he's saying, right? He's not backing off. He's.
I want to tell you in Pesach, something had made beforehand.
By the hotel?
It was in Pesach. And the guy had him work. He hired him all, so he had to pay for the room for the person for 3 days.
It was on Yom Tov.
Except I found a model that the doctor Zalewski was a big model
Dr. Zalewski?
Dr. Zalewski.
The oncologist.
The radiologist.
Oh, so his son, I know. The father used to be a dean of admissions in Albert Einstein. He was the dean of admissions in Albert Einstein. His son is the oncologist, the head of oncology in Sloan. So he's a male, the father?
His father is a big male. No, you gave it to me already.
He's right.
And you have to pay for my room.
Very smart.
I
didn't promise you. Me, have a chazara. If you back off, it takes effect. The ein mayel bezeh kabbalas kinyan. Even if you do a kinyan to say, I'm going to give you a kibud, you do a kinyan to do the kibud, it doesn't count to have a kinyan devarim. It's the concept of the kinyan devarim, is I think in the first paragraph of Baba Basra, which is that if you do a kinyan, let's say I say, I'm going to give you my house as a gift. If anybody promises to give you a gift, do a kinyan quickly. Because he's allowed to change his mind. People allowed to change their mind. People come to me with complaints, you know, he promised me a gift, he promised me a job, he promised me. You're allowed to back off. If you say things, you're allowed to change your mind. But if you do a Kabbalah's kinyan, then it's chal. Now on a gift, a Kabbalah's kinyan is chal. On a job, a Kabbalah's kinyan is chal. But on kinyan devarim means if you do a kinyan to do something, as opposed to giving something. If I do a Kabbalah's kinyan that I'm going to drive you to work, that's not binding. It's not I'm going to do you a favor, drive you to work, that's not binding. All right, Kabbalah's kinyan to give you a keyboard, that's not binding. Elam kenishma, unless of course there's a shvua, the chayiv l'kayiv shvua, so everybody's obligated to keep his shvua. It's going, not that it's binding, it's that's the wrong thing to do. If you promise someone, you should not back off. That's an avla. But if you do back off, then it's off. In other words, in dinei chayshim mishpah, you can't take someone to bezdin for doing an avla. But he shouldn't do avlas. Vimnastai le'echad v'loyhoya bi'ir. If he promised it to someone, and he wasn't around, the father got nervous. He's not in town. There's no telephones. So he's afraid he's not going to be there. And he sent for someone else. And the first one came back. We assume he didn't have charata from the first one. He was just afraid he wouldn't make it. It's the father's job, not the mother's job. As an obligation, the Mishnah calls it mitzvah ha'aval ben. The mitzvah the father has on regarding his son, which is to do a bris mila, and Mamela, he's the one that has the bailus in order to be mechaber. Someone, last night, I was coming back from a wedding, so someone called with the following shaila. His wife has a cousin that did a bris this morning. The grandmother of this, the mutual grandmother of the cousin and this wife, called the wife and said, I'm inviting you to the bris tomorrow. So he wanted to know if that's an invitation to bris, you're supposed to honor, you're supposed to follow. The grandmother's invitation. So there are two factors here. First of all, the grandmother is not Baal Simcha. You know, I can invite you to someone else's simcha. That's not a real invitation.
Maybe she did for
her. What?
Maybe she did.
I don't know. But more importantly, it doesn't really say that you have to go to a bris if you're invited. It says if you're at a bris and they tell you eat something, you're mechuyev to eat. It's really a din of eating at a bris. Many people go to a bris and they run out.
Everybody always knows you're not allowed to invite somebody to a bris.
Yeah. I had a shiloh on Shabbos. I had two brisim on Shabbos. One was in Rafael Kalshul, and one was down by Avenue J. So I ran to the first bris, Avenue J, it was a Shabbos bris, they did the bris. Then the Gabbai announces everyone's invited downstairs to eat. So I turned to a friend of mine, we were walking to the house, said, now we're stuck, we got invited. I said, yeah, but we're just going to another bris, we'll eat there. Just like Leo is eating at this bris, he's giving brachas at this bris, giving brachas at that bris. So it was mistabber to me. What's the difference? They eat at this bris, or I eat at that bris. So we went on to the second bris, and we ate there. So logically, it should be adequate. Sometimes I'm here in the morning, there's a bris, and I want to run out to go downstairs and come back up and get something to eat. It's just time consuming. So I wonder if drinking the wine is adequate for being nehenna from the bris. What do you think? It's good enough? I worry about me first. Is that good enough?
Depends how much you drink.
What?
Depends how much you drink.
Depends how much I drink?
Because I can make a
suda
on wine.
You can make a suda on wine. But is it has to be the suda of the bris, or just nehenna from the bris?
It's much for a suda.
I think so. Smash, I'll have to see how he brings it. I'm not sure.
I said, you know, a lot of people said it takes a little longer, the food is out on the table.
They eat beforehand. Because there's reason Magdiman, that's why. There's reason Magdiman the mitzvah. I don't know.
It was prepared for the bris.
It was, indeed.
It's a good shot, no?
Yeah, I don't know if it's called. It's somehow not logical that you eat beforehand, you go home. Yes. It's a kavi. Beis Eimalin at Shatone Tzachama. We don't do bris milah until sunrise. B'yem Shmini l'leidase, the 8th day of the bris. M'sha'ola ha'mayda shachar yotza b'di'evet. And b'alaysa shachar, which is approximately or exactly 72 minutes before Neitz, yotza b'di'evet. Chol ha'yoyim kosher l'milah, shozizim ha'gdimim l'mitzvus. M'malim y'abibayker. Milah should be done right away. Afilu milah shaloy b'zmano. Even if the baby is 9, 10, 20 days old. My bris, I was 30 days old. So it comes in very handy because sometimes I have a young man, you know, the baby's not well enough or not strong enough for the bris. So I always try to console them. I said, look, my bris, I was 30 days old and I grew to be 6 feet tall. So it doesn't mean anything. So even a milah shalai bismana, any ala b'yayim tafka. It's always only by day. Shenamar b'yayim ha-shmini b'yayim v'lai b'layla. Im avar umol b'layla. If someone did do bris milah at night, a shemal b'seiches, so he did brila within 8 days. This happens very much to balei tshuva. We have a bris, and they inquire, and the bris was done in the hospital. They were less than 8 days old. Tzarech lachzor ulahatav mimenu dam bris. They have to do a new hatafas dam bris. The arla is gone already, but you have to let the blood. Even if you did it at night, on the 8th night, or within 8 days, ela shalayatav b'shabbos, yeshem edu milasik sheira. You don't do it on Shabbos because it's possible he was Yetzir Dei Mila. But we do our toughest dambris. When Mishikia Zmanai, once the Zman of the Mila comes, also Litchais HaMila. You can't push the Mila off till Sunday. Mila is, let's say, Thursday or Friday. You gotta do it that day. Va'aymer b'chol yayim. It's an avayra to push it off each day. Afilu ha'yachayla. Even if the Bailey's not well, Kivish and Nisrapa, as soon as he gets well, Kadisa b'simen ha'samach, chayav l'mailoi. We're going to learn that you have to wait after the baby, you have to wait 72 hours, but once this man comes, you're not allowed to push off the bris mila, you have to do the bris mila right away. So he's about the mila mitzvahs by bris mila. Okay, mitzvah Hashem, what? The second? What? Well, it's in the next, you see the next simon? It says, if someone's a chayla, it says, Mamtin Zayin Yom Bedavka, I'm sorry, yeah. 7 days, it's 7 days, yeah. It's not 3 days. I stand corrected.
What about the one who does it before sunrise? Isn't it written Betzem Ayom Azeh?
It should not be Betzem Ayom Azeh. It says, Avram did the Mila, Betzem Ayom Azeh, very good.
What?
It says by Avram, he did the Mila, Betzem Ayom Azeh. Remember, he said, if anybody wants to stop me, come and stop me. He did it openly. That's it. Okay. All right, so next Thursday, God willing.